Healthcare Personnel Immunization Programs. Vaccination is an essential component of effective OHPs, as it helps to prevent the spread of communicable diseases. The CDC has published guidelines for the immunization of HCP, stating that any medical facility or organization that provides direct patient care is encouraged to formulate a comprehensive immunization policy for all HCP. When used appropriately, vaccines prevent infection caused by preventable pathogens in the majority of otherwise healthy adults. In healthcare facilities, susceptibility among HCP to vaccine-preventable diseases can have devastating consequences. HCP who acquire vaccine-preventable diseases may not only suffer morbidity and mortality as a result of infection, but they may also serve as vectors for transmitting disease to other HCP or residents. Vaccines are also highly cost-effective, particularly for HCP who may be at increased risk of contracting the disease themselves or of transmitting it to high-risk residents. In APIC Text 105, Immunization of Healthcare Personnel, research related to vaccination efficacy in otherwise normal, healthy adults and related employer cost savings are discussed. For example, the HPV vaccine has an 85% to 95% efficacy rate. This makes vaccination of HCP cost-effective due to preventable infections, 4,411 episodes/100,000 workers over 5 years, and deaths. Goals of HCP immunization programs. One priority for healthcare facilities is to provide as safe an environment as possible for both employees and residents, including prevention of disease transmission between HCP and residents. As already mentioned, HCP are at risk of acquiring diseases through the nature of their work, but many of these diseases are vaccine preventable. That alone provides a significant reason for favoring establishment of an effective HCP immunization program. Even when medical institutions require immunization and make immunobiologics available to physicians and staff members, compliance is often poor. Therefore, special efforts must be made if high HCP immunization rates are to be achieved. An effective HCP immunization program should have the following goals. Achieve high rates of immunization. For HCP mandatory vaccines chosen by the individual facility, the desirable goal is 100% immunization. The only exception should be for individuals with physician/practitioner documented medical contraindications, acceptable proof of immunity, or religious objections. Devise and implement specific vaccine policies. The facility should determine which diseases to include in the program. The identified diseases should have specific immunization policies addressing them with regard to HCP. Local regulations may dictate these policies. Provide education about vaccines. Education begins with employee and occupational health policies regarding vaccine-preventable diseases. HCP need to be fully informed regarding the benefits and risks of a vaccine before receiving it. In addition, there must be continuing educational updates as new information on existing vaccines emerges or new vaccines become available. Facility-specific data on HCP immunization rates and disease outbreaks caused by vaccine-preventable diseases at periodic intervals should be communicated to all HCP. Justify the cost. A successful immunization program can justify its cost by demonstrating the cost-effectiveness of prevention versus the cost of controlling disease outbreaks. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, SCIP, states, "The high cost of controlling outbreaks of measles and rubella have been documented repeatedly, suggesting that even in the absence of a formal cost-effectiveness analysis, the benefits of vaccinating adults against these diseases may be substantial." Role of IPs in screening and immunization programs. Due to cost constraints, the IP may be asked to execute duties spanning multiple areas. An IP may be responsible for IPC, employee health, risk management, performance improvement activities, or some combination of these roles. When defining the role of the IP in a successful HCP immunization program, the extent of involvement is related to the IP's specific job responsibilities. The IP could be responsible for the entire program, just the employee health department's portion, or just the education portion. Immunization schedules. When developing immunization schedules, it is important to account for the HCP schedules and workloads. If it is not convenient for staff to get immunized, then it may be difficult for the healthcare facility to achieve high rates of immunization compliance. The IP may use both formal and informal mechanisms to elicit feedback from HCP to determine reasons for poor compliance. One way to make things more convenient would be to group immunization with other requirements. For example, the immunization program could be tied in with annual TB screenings, if required, or symptom review for tuberculosis, or with annual mandated educational programs, in essence, anytime HCP is already required to be present. Immunization incentives and compliance. Even when healthcare facilities require immunization and make vaccines available to physicians and staff members, compliance is often poor. Therefore, special efforts must be made if high immunization rates among HCP are to be achieved. Because compliance is often poor, the IP must collaborate with occupational health to track HCP vaccination status or proof of immunity. It is especially important to track which HCP are not up to date with recommended vaccines. In addition to encouraging them to become vaccinated, they may also need to be subject to work restrictions. For example, an HCP without immunity to chickenpox has not had chickenpox or received the varicella vaccine, would typically be restricted from caring for residents with shingles. It is important to make immunization programs as appealing as possible to HCP. A key way to do this is to subsidize the cost of the vaccines, as HCP are more likely to consider immunization if there is no cost to them. To justify the cost of an immunization program to members of facility leadership, the IP can present cost analysis data on the benefits of immunization versus the associated cost of vaccine-preventable outbreaks in the facility. By the nature of their work, the IP is well-placed to monitor HCP concerns regarding the immunization program. Monitoring HCP expectations and concerns might include providing time for questions and answers on vaccinations at mandated educational programs and asking HCP about their concerns regarding immunization. Setting up booths to promote the institution's immunization program, example, during International Infection Prevention Week. Sending surveys to HCP to elicit information on compliance with the immunization program, including reasons for and against compliance. This information can be disseminated to the administration and back to HCP with targeted goals for improvement. Key point: information sent from surveys about immunization programs should include overall compliance rates together with common reasons for and against compliance. This information shouldn't be used for retaliation against non-compliant employees, as doing so would harm the IP's standing in the facility. Healthcare facilities are faced with not only the responsibility of formulating policies regarding immunization of their employees, but also designing strategies to monitor compliance. Forms of enforcement may include sending notices to non-compliant HCP to inform them that they do not have the required vaccines, periodically following up with HCP who have declined vaccinations for medical reasons to evaluate whether the contraindications still apply, requiring vaccinations as a condition of employment, removing individuals from the schedule who do not comply with required immunizations within a designated time period, relating compliance with performance appraisals or credentialing, enforcing disciplinary action for HCP who fail to receive required vaccines, unless there are medical contraindications. When more extreme measures are used, such as disciplinary action, it is important to consult with the legal department to ensure that existing labor laws and agreements are not being violated. Education. Annual infection prevention educational programs for HCP are already required according to the OSHA Bloodborne Pathogens Standard. Thus, an opportunity to provide information is created at these sessions for education on the risk of disease and disability that may result from vaccine-preventable diseases. The IP is in a critical position to include this information at these sessions. Documentation. Some countries and jurisdictions require HCP who administer vaccines to record this information permanently in the recipient's medical record or in an office log or file. The information recorded should include the type of vaccine, the dose, site, and route of administration, and the name, address, and title of the person who gave the vaccine. Standardization of these data can be applied to all vaccines required at the healthcare facility. It may also be cost-effective and efficient to use standardized information forms on vaccines for HCP. These forms may include, but are not limited to, the following: consent forms, vaccine information statements, VIS, with all applicable information for each vaccine offered, screening forms for eliciting vaccine-preventable disease histories and serology results, Exemption forms to be signed by physicians of HCP in instances where there is a medical contraindication to a vaccine that is required by facility policy, and updates on vaccine information. The CDC has forms available through state and local health departments that meet criteria as information sheets. When a VIS is required, the following points usually must be presented in easily understood terms before the vaccine can be given: frequency, severity, and potential long-term effects of the disease to be prevented by the vaccine. Symptoms or reactions to the vaccine that should be brought to the immediate attention of the healthcare provider. Precautionary measures to reduce the risk for any major adverse effects of the vaccine that may occur. Early warning signs or symptoms that may be possible precursors to such major adverse reactions. A description of the manner in which to monitor any major adverse reactions to the vaccine that may occur. A specification of when, how, and to whom any major adverse reaction should be reported. The contraindications to, and basis for delay of, the administration of the vaccine. Identification of the groups, categories, or characteristics of potential recipients of the vaccine who, compared with the general population, may be at significantly higher risk for major adverse reactions to the vaccine. A summary of the relevant federal recommendations for a complete schedule of childhood immunizations and the availability of the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Such other relevant information as may be determined by the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. Documentation required by the CDC for VIS includes recording in the employee's permanent medical record and their health or personnel file the date when the VIS was provided, to whom it was given. For example, a legal representative in the case of an incompetent adult, and the addition date of the VIS that was provided. Software programs are available for maintaining immunization records of HCP. The cost of such programs can be justified when weighed against the inefficiency of using non-computerized data. When evaluating programs for purchase, consideration should be given to the amount of data entry required, including personnel time. Systems that can generate reminder notices, for example, for the second and third dose of the HBV vaccine or for the second dose of the varicella vaccine, may be desirable. Vaccination and immunization recommendations and requirements. Although not having the specific force of law, agencies and expert groups concerned with public health or with the health of HCP have published consensus statements regarding HCP immunization. These statements form the standard of care that physicians and other practitioners are expected to follow. Though compliance is not mandated by law and enforced through fines, these standards of care can be used to establish fault in legal proceedings associated with specific incidents. Additionally, the CDC has proposed specific standards regarding the immunization of HCP against vaccine-preventable diseases. Specific recommendations for particular vaccinations are addressed later. Local regulations often drive HCP immunization requirements and the level of proof that is required, which results in a degree of variance among these requirements and their enforcement. There are specific regulations that describe in detail the requirements for informing employees who may be exposed to workplace hazards, for example, vaccine-preventable diseases, what the risks are, and how to minimize these risks. Most jurisdictions have laws that entitle persons receiving any kind of medical treatment or medication to be fully informed regarding all indications, possible adverse effects, options, and benefits. In terms of immunization policy development, the IP could use the IPC program to formulate the policies or do so in conjunction with the Occupational Health Department. IPs might also review and give feedback on policies written by others, for example, administration, or incorporate the most recent legislative mandates, guidelines, or standards of practice into policies. To provide this input, the IP must possess current knowledge about immunization as well as institutional events that may be related to the immunization program. It may be necessary to review the objectives of the immunization program at regular intervals to ensure that the information is current. OSHA regulations. OSHA's Bloodborne Pathogen Standard was put in place in 1991 and revised in 2001. Note that state-specific standards also apply here. The OSHA standard requires that employers provide hepatitis B vaccinations at no charge to HCP designated by each institution to be at risk for exposure. The mandate is for the vaccine to be offered. There is no requirement that it must be accepted. However, HCP who decline the vaccine are required to sign an informed declination form. codified standards of care. Although not having the specific force of law, agencies and expert groups concerned with public health or the health of HCP have published consensus statements regarding HCP immunization. These statements form the standard of care that physicians and other practitioners are expected to follow. These standards can, in fact, be used to establish fault in legal proceedings. CDC recommended vaccines for HCP. The CDC provides specific recommendations for HCP vaccinations. All vaccinations should be administered based on approved scheduling and dosing, as shown in Exhibit 3-35. Exhibit 3-35. Vaccination recommendations for HCP. Note that the above vaccines are not inclusive of all vaccines recommended for adults, and many vaccine recommendations vary by age and other individual risk factors or indications. As such, recommended vaccinations may vary between individual HCP. The above recommendations also do not specify potential contraindications, such as for individuals who are pregnant, immunocompromised due to HIV or non-HIV-related reasons, or who show evidence of active infection. These contraindications may vary based on the specific brand or formulation of the vaccine. For instance, if vaccines are available in both live and inactivated formats, one format may be contraindicated when another is still recommended for use.